This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast, and welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in lovely Houston, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have Idris Rafiq from Cornerstone Resources. Idris, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was trying to remember the last time we spoke, and I think it was at the Cornerstone a conference, gosh, like 3 years ago?
3 years ago, before COVID.
Yeah, right before COVID.
And then the last one in the CUNA Tech Conference.
Oh my gosh, good memory.
Yeah.
Good memory. I forgot about that one. Oh my gosh. And you're also, you just told me that you're on the board at NCU ISAL. Well done on that. Well, so tell me a little bit about that.
Sure.
What's required there?
Well, it's my whole passion right now is just collaboration and figuring out how credit unions can come together and sharing information and data and actionable intelligence is very, very important.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do, what I do on a regular basis is bring credit unions together and create that collaboration. So where I, part of my role is to look holistically at credit unions that are small, large, medium, but not have a business model that's gonna focus on just one. So it's all inclusive to price points and all of that, to types of intelligence. That way it's digestible and actionable.
Right on, Tell me a little bit about Cornerstone Resources as well. I'd love to know a bit more about that too. What
sure.
you guys provide, credit unions.
So we do risk assessments, we do audits, compliance. We do a lot of consulting that people are trying to figure out, what do we do here? Yeah. How do we do it? what's my gaps? What don't I know? So that we go in and help them out. But we offer a slew of services that just kind of fill the gaps of where trade associations like Cornerstone League, that trade association, we have dues dues services that you get with your dues,
right?
And the gaps is where we fill in.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just keeping it in the system, so using our organization keeps the due dollars down.
Gotcha.
So they prevent them from increasing and getting more. So it's just keeping it in the system. And
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. And also, you were on a panel yesterday with Kyle Stutzman, Stephanie, oh gosh, I'm forgetting her last name, Stephanie Southard from BC, BCU, and a couple of other folks. And it was all about vendor due diligence.
Correct.
Or third-party risk. So can you give me a quick overview on what you guys talked about there and maybe a couple of takeaways as well?
Sure. So we talked about the session was about the evolution of it.
Okay.
Of vendor due diligence and what we're doing now. Vendor due diligence was a topic was maybe popular 4 or 5 years ago as a buzzword. And now with the third-party breaches, there's more of a concern of managing now your fourth, fifth party.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you go about doing that from a contractual basis, from a management basis? So it was great dialogue. And lo and behold, it came down to collaboration. We still need to collaborate. We still need to collaborate, which is, you know, great, and this is why we're here at the conference, and this is why we put so much passion into it. So we can collaborate.
Well, that's the credit union superpower. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So can you share maybe a couple of takeaways or a couple of nuggets that really kind of stood out for you in that conversation? Because it was quite a panel up there. So
yeah.
I apologize for those. I can't remember who else was on the panel, but it was a pretty star-studded panel for sure.
Yeah, I think one of the takeaways was there's different size credits. So there's a thought that the smaller credit unions, medium-sized credit unions, don't have those risks or don't have negotiating power over those contracts. So in order to reduce risk, you've got to negotiate the contract and statements of work and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I think one of the big takeaways was, since they're more agile, it's not necessarily the negotiating power of the amount of revenue that a third-party vendor is looking at, but now you're more agile. So you can have substitutive vendors. So you can get into another vendor rather than just focus on that one vendor and negotiate with that one vendor. And the other takeaway is, if it doesn't fit, they're not the vendor for you. I think a takeaway is make sure that your vendors have models that fit the size and shape of the credit union, and allow that credit union to grow by managing that risk, though. Figuring out those third parties that they use, checking their security reviews, their SOC 2s. We talked about SOC, SOC 1, 2, 3, 4, and then SOC 1 type, or SOC 2 type 1, SOC 2 type 2.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so, it's complicated.
Yeah, so I don't know how we fit it in an hour, but we did.
Yeah, so I mean, we had Stephanie in here yesterday, right after it, actually, and she was talking about, it, no matter how great that third party is for your credit union, they have to meet the credit union's requirements or the due diligence. So, and if they don't, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to work with you because there's a bigger picture here. Obviously, yeah, the technology that you have or the services that you provide are fantastic, but you got to meet our requirements because we don't want to have any, you know, any enhanced risks there. So we really talked about that at length, especially from the credit union perspective. So it was really good to get that from her. But from your point of view, I think it'd be super interesting as well. So
a lot of what we do helping credit unions out is when we complete their information security risk assessment, we do their we complete their policy, their information security policy and program ready for board approval. So if we see something that's unique to that credit union, for example, PII, a police department may have a rule saying name and address is considered confidential, where another credit union wouldn't. It's just a matter of writing it into the policy. Now they have to adhere to that policy. So yeah, it's pretty interesting, size and complexity of credit unions and what they have access to and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to grow their membership is very important.
Yeah, and the title of the session too, the evolution or the evolving of third party or vendor due diligence is, I mean, you can't even compare it to what it was, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. So it's not even remotely the same now. And and thinking about it 5 or 10 years from now, what it's going to be. So it's just
How do you? I think we have to rewrite lots of policies for from 2 or from 5 years ago because they probably said no cloud, and now everything's cloud.
Exactly.
So, or you'd rank it really high in risk if something was cloud-based, where now it's like everything's cloud-based. So your inherent risk, it has to reflect the actual risk for the service.
For the and the, and the times as well, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So we're going to be saying no crypto right now. And then we're going to talk about crypto. And
did you guys mention crypto in there? Or
I think we avoided it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, that's a whole other conference.
Yes. we talked about crypto and all of that fun stuff sidebar.
Okay,
we,
good.
Yeah. We talked plenty about it at this conference.
Yeah, you can definitely get down, go down a rabbit hole on that for sure. For
absolutely.
Sure. So, well, I mean, What do you guys want to take away from this conference? Because obviously there's a lot of new faces that I've seen here, which is great because I get to, you know, meet some new people and learn some new things and stuff. So what do you, from your perspective, what did you, what are some goals or what did you guys want to achieve by attending CU Intersect?
Absolutely. So I think there are people specifically in IT and cyber in credit unions that identify and see the need to connect. We have the Cornerstone Tech Council, we have CUNA Tech Council, mm-hmm. we've got other councils around compliance mm-hmm. and things of that nature. The ISAL is a great example of how to connect and collaborate, and we want those credit unions to know there is a safe place.
Right, right.
There is a place for collaboration, yeah. and they're not the only ones looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's one of the goals, is connecting with people to get them engaged,
yep.
Because we know they need it,
mm-hmm.
And we need them.
Yeah,
we need that intel.
Two-way street,
yep.
for sure.
Absolutely.
That's why I really like this conference, because it really, I think it exposes all of this to credit unions who may not have known here that this stuff is out there, and the complexity of it, like yep. you were talking earlier about it, and then the significance of it, obviously, mm-hmm. and to be consistent about it as well. Don't put it in a notebook and get it all dusty on the upper shelf and never see it again. This
yep.
stuff is consistent. You got to keep going with it. So yeah.
And with the ISO, I think it's very important that it goes to credit unions of all sizes. So
mm-hmm.
we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
The big takeaway for me is that those small credit unions who don't have a IT person or don't have IT in their title
mm-hmm.
but are responsible for it inherently, smaller credit unions that the CEO is responsible for it, or whoever knows the difference between a right mouse click and a left mouse click,
mm-hmm.
they're deemed as the IT person now.
Mm-hmm.
The content that the ISAL delivers is also for them. So you don't have to be a techie, you don't have to be into talking about crypto on
mm-hmm.
sidebars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can just digest that intelligence that's needed
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to figure out
mm-hmm.
what you need to do.
Yeah.
So if you need a place to ask, what do? We will be more than happy to reply. Turn it off and on again.
Awesome. Well, yeah, yet another great resource for credit unions to use over and over again. So yeah, the information you guys must have is second to none. So good stuff. Anything else, Idris? Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, I appreciate you coming out. I think, I'm looking forward to having another conference. I think we're going to be in Denver.
Right on.
Yeah. So,
great town.
So we're pretty excited, and we've got a lot of things rolling. I think IT and technology, specifically in the credit union area,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to change and show what a great industry this is to work in,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And start getting some new recruits, new talent.
Agreed there.
So
yeah.
We're excited. There's a lot of things that we're working on. So.
A lot of things cooking. Alrighty, sir. Well, I think next year this conference is going to be significantly larger. So prepare yourselves, because I think this stuff is spot on. It's so timely, and it's so important right now for credit unions for sure. And you guys are hitting it. You guys are hitting the nail right on the head for sure. So
yeah,
good
you.
Stuff. All right, Idris, I'm going to let you get going.
Thank you.
I know you're a busy guy, but thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
As always. Well
thank
done,
you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.